the same thing could happen in other areas as well. Big issue with cruise ships was, you know, what happens if there's a crime on board a cruise ship and it's on high seas and it's a foreign flagship? Well, Congress has been really focused on this. They've been focused on the environmental. They've been focused on passenger safety. So now, you know, if there's a crime committed on a cruise ship, there are steps that our cruise ships have to take to not only control the scene, but it has to be reported to the FBI. And again, that information is publicly available. It's collected by the Maritime Administration, so you can go and you can see what the statistics are for, you know, activity like that on a cruise ship. But it's, you know, publicly available. Congress has, over the years, been very interested in cruise ships. Again, they passed laws which make it mandatory for increased inspections of cruise ships by the Coast Guard. They've held people accountable for events on the high seas. So the reach has been extended. I've been involved in a number of hearings when I was still in the Coast Guard on cruise ship safety. So I know from firsthand experience just the high degree of interest that Congress takes as a result, as they look at this issue. And it's for obvious reasons. The vast majority of people going on board cruise ships in the United States are U.S. citizens. So these are constituents of members of Congress. They're looking after them. And they're holding us accountable. And that's a good thing. We welcome that. If you just work it back a little bit, when Congress is interested, quite honestly, the regulatory agencies are also very interested. So there's a high degree of focus by the Coast Guard on this and other agencies as well, making sure that these ships do comply. Because we have to answer to Congress. They have to answer to Congress. Yeah. 36 years, it's hard to get out of the week. And I would encourage you to take a look at, the Coast Guard publishes a report every year called the Port State Control. Again, this is the summary of their activities on boarding foreign vessels that enter the United States. And they break it down by ship type, by flag of registry, by recognized organization, which, again, works on behalf of foreign governments generally to make sure ships are safe. And they're all basically scored on their performance. Cruise ships, I'm happy to say, do very well in this. If you look at the level of detentions, violations that occur across the shipping industry, cruise ships are... I think the last several years there have been no detentions. So it's been a very good performance record. And again, detentions, if there's something wrong, the ship would be detained. And ships are detained every day. So I would encourage you to take a look at the annual Port State Control Report. And it's available. You can Google it. I would always encourage people to just Google that report rather than go to the Coast Guard website, because it's really hard to maneuver around it. And I'd say that as someone who was very familiar with it, Google is much easier.